Five causes you might get guilted into supporting, by Krishna's mercy.
Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, ma manusmar yudhyaccha, mayar pitmano buddhir, ma me vaishyasya sanshayah.
Quote, therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.7.
1. Cleaning up the environment.
Just look at the amount of plastic thrown out on a regular basis. I am sure you notice when you take out the trash. Sometimes it's a twice daily affair. I know that I am sick and tired of it. Wouldn't it be great if you had a full day without creating any rubbish? Before you laugh at the idea, stop and think for a moment. No paper plates or disposable utensils. Food and drink delivered in clay pots. You just cast them aside when finished. The clay goes back into the earth, the place from which it came. These are just small steps, but you need to help us in the fight. You don't want to keep contributing to the mess, do you? It's overconsumption at the heart, and that needs to be corrected before it is too late.
2. Removing corruption from government.
I get it that you don't follow politics much. Trust me, I wish I could do the same. But I can't stand by while these leaders ruin our country. Did you see what they did last time around? They put the innocent in jail. They let the criminals walk free. It all depends on campaign contributions. Name your price. Then you get whatever you want. We don't have to accept the status quo. Come and help us. Remove these crooks from office. The next election is right around the corner. This is the most important vote of our lifetime. Join the fight for a better tomorrow.
3. Changing leadership in a large institution.
In a single generation, just see how much damage has been done. They took a thriving institution and ran it into the ground. The places of congregation used to be full. Everyone was happy living together and working towards the common goal set by the founder. Now it has become a joke. To correct their mismanagement, the leaders have sold off the most worthy properties. They needed money quick. They did not stop and consider the amount of sacrifice that went into the original purchases. They have watered down the principles to the point that the only followers you get are neophytes. They can't write or explain any of the philosophy. They just follow, and they think once they're accepted by a person of authority that their efforts have reached a perfect conclusion. I understand that the challengers get thrown out. Ask an innocent question and they will ban you from the institution. We need to do something. Let us save the institution for the future. The founder would have wanted that. If you simply stay silent and go along to get along, you are part of the problem.
4. Stopping the killing of innocent children.
It used to be that the supporters wanted it to be rare and safe. Now they are more open about their beliefs. Abortion at any time, no matter the reason. The ultimate birth control. They are so degraded now that they don't mind killing the child if it should happen to survive. You heard me right. The baby in the womb somehow doesn't get killed successfully. It is lying there on the table. The doctor and the woman make the decision to end the life. This is written into law, if you don't believe me. Look it up. How can society stand for such things? This is not civilized life. This is barbaric. Even the animal community would not stoop so low. What is happening to our culture? If you can't get behind this cause, then you must not have a pulse.
5. Equality for the different ethnic groups.
Sure, you are in a high position. You earn plenty of money. They can't touch you, but don't think that the rest of the community is the same way. There is systemic bigotry. It is part of the upbringing. This one group hates the other. They act on that hatred in both subtle and obvious ways. We have to take a stand. This is unacceptable. Do not be fooled by their kind treatment towards you. They don't mean it. They use you to hide behind how they really feel. Help those who are suffering. Make a difference.
As the material world is a place of duality, each of the above mentioned causes has opponents. The other side has equally as valid arguments in their favor, at least in isolated cases. They are just as eager for supporting their side. Moreover, solving a single issue does not eliminate strife, fear, anger, resentment, hatred, depression, or despair. It is something like stopping that annoying car alarm outside. While suffering through the episode, the hope is that peace and quiet will soon emerge. But as soon as it does, something else fills the gap for causing distress. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada advises getting behind one cause. To make things easier, try a single vision of God, a single sacred text of importance, and a single prayer to repeat. The cause is Krishna consciousness, which is the full purification of the existence. The benefactor is the personal God, the full and complete vision of the one who we otherwise only can speculate about. The prayer is a simple mantra, which can be repeated softly or sung with others. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The words of encouragement are the Bhagavad Gita, spoken on the battlefield to the warrior Arjuna. In closing, suffering here and there to see, and every side with guilt upon me, for their cause taking, a sinner if forsaking, guru with different way advising, sacrifice for the one who all providing, like to what Arjuna told, to the cause of bhakti sold.